Show broadcasted live from Buzzard Billy's in La Crosse. How you doing, Dominic?
Awesome, Crudy. Well done today, sir. Appreciate being on here. We're here with you. And, of course, Evan, our fair audience. Happy, happy hour. It's Friday. Greatest day of the week.
Buddy, I've been up here in God's country reliving some glory days all week. And I've been joined by a fine guest here at the table. He is the Democratic Party chairman of the great state of Wisconsin. I mean, hell, it's your convention, Ben Wickler. That's the reason I'm here. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates once again, sir.
Great to be back on in beautiful La Crosse here on the Mississippi, in a state where we are now kicking back in 1849 bans on abortion. Holy smokes. What a Supreme Court train wreck, and what a motivation to join the fight.
Yeah, we're going to need a new motto now, guys.
Backward. I mean, come on. The Republicans, the thing that blows me away is that the Republicans, you know, they're like tearing up any evidence about what the public actually wants, and they're embracing this law that was put in place decades before women had the right to vote in Wisconsin, and they're talking about taking away even the tiny sliver of an exception. The law that was passed in 1849 says that if two doctors agree that an abortion is necessary to save the life of the mother, that's the only condition where it's allowed. Rebecca Clayfish wants to remove that exemption.
Of course she does. Folks, Devil's Advocates live on the road. That's Ben Wickler here with me at Buzzard Billy's in La Crosse. Ben, I hate to be crass, but if we're looking for something to engage the Dems, well, this is rocket fuel, I would hope. Do you see it that way, Ben?
I think this is a tragedy. It is atrocious. It is horrific. And it's so personal for so many people that people are jumping off the sidelines and into the fight. We saw this spring. After the Republicans re-gerrymandered our state legislative maps, a ton of folks who'd been thinking about running for a state assembly had decided, you know what, this isn't the year. And then the Dobbs decision was leaked, and tons of people came off the sidelines. We have far more assembly candidates across the state than we did in 2016, in 2014. This looks like 2020 in terms of the number of folks running for legislature. And that is the result of people who decided, in the face of these attacks on our freedoms, that they were going to be part of the solution. And we're seeing that right now. We're seeing that, I mean, in the last couple of hours, we've raised tens of thousands of dollars for abortion funds across Wisconsin. And I know that people are going to be protesting. We'll have a protest in La Crosse tomorrow. And then they're going to take that straight to the ballot box.
And Ben, it really, and I appreciate the fact I live in the great state of Wisconsin, the Assembly and the Senate will be controlled by the Republicans no matter how many good damn Dems run and how hard we vote. That is a reality of the math. So if we want a remedy, and certainly we want women to have these reproductive rights, that's going to be a federal remedy. That's going to be codified on the federal level. And Ben, as you were sneaking up here, as we were turning the hours, I was sort of thinking through the math. Effectively, at minimum, we need a couple of more Democratic seats. And that really starts by picking up Ron Johnson's seat. That's what Wisconsin Dems need to do more than anything else.
Absolutely. Listen, there are a few different keys here. One thing is making sure that we hold the governorship, that we prevent Republican supermajorities, and that we win the state Supreme Court race next spring. But the other one is preventing a Republican trifecta federally, because they will try to pass a nationwide abortion ban if they get it. And ideally, to strengthen and bolster the Democratic trifecta, to do that, we beat Derek Van Orden, the troll of the West, the guy who wants to take the seat that Ron Kind has held blue for the last 24 years. And then we beat Ron Johnson with somebody who actually believes in democracy in the United States of America and is ready to pass the Women's Health Protection Act that Tammy Baldwin's the leader on. Johnson is so, so far out of touch. You know, when he was asked about overturning Roe, he said, it might be a little messy, but it won't be that big of a deal. It won't be a real change for anyone in Wisconsin. As though, you know, a teenager who's pregnant because of a horrible assault situation can get a ride down from northern Wisconsin to Illinois without their parents finding out or something. Like, he's just totally blind to the human realities of how this provokes a crisis in health for so many people. And that guy should not get another term in the Senate, and this will help ensure that he does not.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Ben Wickler. He is the chair of the Democratic Party of the great state of Wisconsin, joining Crudy in La Crosse at the state convention. Ben, appreciate you joining us. I saw your press release today where you refer to the anti-abortion extremists. And I absolutely concur. And I did see some more reporting regarding Supreme Court Justice Thomas going after Obergefell and Lawrence and Griswold, you know, gay marriage and anti-sodomy laws and rights to contraceptives. So it is certainly extreme. But I got to ask you, as the head of the political party here in Wisconsin, and of course we all across the country, we have political parties, the Democratic parties. Henry Cuellar went up against Jessica Cisneros in Texas, and he was supported by the, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Clyburn and other leaders of the Democratic Party, and he is anti-abortion. And if he's, you know, I guess my question to you, knowing that, what role do you see the leadership of the Democratic political party having in making sure that people are running for office that believe in the same things that the Democratic Party claims to believe in?
So in the state of Wisconsin, the Democratic Party was reformed in 1948, coming out of the Progressive Party, coming out of the progressive wing that used to exist in the Republican Party, and progressives among the Democrats. And their belief, this is the group of people that had created the system of open primaries where the voters, not party bosses, determined who the party's nominees would be. And so in Wisconsin, it's up to the voters. We in races where we have multiple candidates, like our Senate race, like the third congressional district house race, we have multiple candidates and the party is neutral until we have a nominee. And what that means is that it's the views of our voters that matter the most, and our voters, like the vast majority of Wisconsinites, believe that the decision about when or whether to start a family, some of the most intense personal decisions that anyone makes, that those should be made by the people having the kids and their doctors and their faith, and not by politicians. That is something that has like 75% support across our state, certainly our whole primary electorate. So I think it's unimaginable to think that in the state of Wisconsin, where the voters choose who our nominee is going to be, that we wind up with candidates for these major offices that don't agree with this core principle that is in our party platform.
Ben, obviously lots of angst and anger, and although, you know, a lot of us saw this coming, specific action plans. I saw apparently some of the reporting, a bunch of Democrats got on the steps of the Capitol and sang today. I just don't know if that's the visual or the action that people are looking for. I'm looking for very specific actions. I'm looking for a plan to take down the Republicans in every spot of the state. Ben, if people are looking to do something and I want to get this angst off and be productive with this energy, what do you tell them to do?
So the first thing I would say is go to defendchoice.org. But what that'll do is take you to the same page you get to if you go to wisdems.org/volunteer. Defend Choice is a national site that the Democratic Party nationally has set up. And what we need to do is turn our heartbreak, the anguish, the fury that people feel all over the state, the fear, and turn that into political action. Now, today, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin is raising money for abortion funds to make sure that folks who need to travel to Illinois to get abortion care, if they're in an emergency, that they need to get across the state lines, that they're not barred from doing that because of economic circumstances. So by all means, donate, but don't stop there. We need folks to make phone calls. We need folks to knock on doors. We need folks to go to, you know, Summerfest and your county fairs this summer and talk to people. There are so many people who have such deep personal concerns about this radical, extreme, near total ban that is suddenly on the books. And if we do that, if we elect Attorney General Josh Call, who has said that as long as he's the AG, we're not going to use State Department of Justice resources, we're not going to take them away from dealing with dangerous crime and instead jail doctors for performing healthcare procedures. If we reelect Governor Evers, who has been a brick wall vetoing bill after bill by the far right to try to criminalize healthcare that Wisconsinites depend on, if we make sure Republicans don't get supermajorities in our state legislature, which means organizing and fighting in rural districts and suburban districts, as well as the blue districts in the hearts of our cities, we need to fight on every front to elect people to these offices. We have a better organizing ground game than we have ever had. We have a better one than the Republicans have. We need to use that to make sure we spike the energy as we go into the fall, make sure everyone knows what's at stake, and win up and down the ballot.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live from Buzzard Billy's, La Crosse, Wisconsin. I got the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. We're here for the big party, the convention tomorrow, the shiny new La Crosse Center. And by the way, do you have a little more time, or are we done with you at 4:20?
Keep going for a minute, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this shiny new facility. Way nicer than when Dom and I used to catch catbird games there. A beautiful facility for hopefully a great event tomorrow.
It's going to be a fantastic convention. This is the first time that the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has gathered in person since 2019, when I was first elected chair. The Republicans, you know, had an ostrich head in the sand view about COVID. It didn't seem to matter much to them. They sued to strike down our masking laws and our protection laws, and they had in-person conventions. We went virtual, and we had great virtual conventions, but now people, my joke is, it's like we're entering the third dimension. It's like a Twilight Zone episode. People are seeing each other for the first time in a long time, and they're seeing the governor that has overwhelming united support among Democrats in Wisconsin, in contrast to the Republican Party, where they cannot agree on who it is that they want to be their governor. So when we get together, we're going to celebrate, and we're going to redouble our commitment to fight. We've got to fight to win because the stakes are so high.
Folks, Devil's Advocates Radio Show on the road again. La Crosse, Wisconsin. Buzzard Billy's, the site. Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler, our fine guest. Come back with us. We'll continue with Ben for a few more minutes. More Devil's Advocates, and also the phone lines, they're open. We can take your opinions, your calls. Obviously, Roe v. Wade overturned today. Abortion illegal at this moment in the state of Wisconsin. 844-967-2789. Trudy and Ben Wickler and Dom watching. We're in God's country. We'll be right back. In this world for free, I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back, though you know we wish we could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We will take your calls today. Reaction on the overturning of Roe v. Wade, 844-967-2789.
Dom, to comment, Buzzard Billy is a fine saloon and victual place here in La Crosse, Wisconsin on Pearl Street. I am sitting next to the Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler. And we're in La Crosse because it's a Dem Party weekend. The convention being held about 150 yards from here. Tomorrow we'll do special expanded coverage beginning at 6. A lot of the speeches, certainly a lot of fine guests, but Ben, you know, we got to win. And this is a very important elective cycle. Some might say the most important elective cycle of your chairmanship, sure. Obviously, we held serve. We prevented Trump from being the president ongoing. But it's been hard for the Democrats to deliver the full Biden agenda. The what was promised really hasn't come to fruition. And it's left some voters wanting. And in the rural parts of Wisconsin, the western part of Wisconsin, the northern part of Wisconsin, and Ben, I've spent a little more time outstate than I anticipated this year, but I can tell you there's this want of something more. So what do you think that is, and how did the Democrats deliver in a sincere way and convince rural voters that they are cared for and the Dems are the party for them?
So the fascinating thing for me is that we have almost like a stealth operation. We've delivered beyond, I think, what people could have thought was possible in these conditions of divided government when Republicans are trying to obstruct and undermine everything the governor does. Because Democrats, with no Republican help, passed the American Rescue Plan, empowered Governor Evers to have discretion over funds that we needed to use, the governor launched the Main Street Bounce Back Program, and there are 4,200 Main Street businesses that reopened vacant storefronts and expanded premises.
We're one of them. There we received one of those grants.
Those grants have made such a difference in small towns and medium-sized towns and in cities across the state. We've gotten broadband into 300,000 homes and businesses across Wisconsin, overwhelmingly rural. We've paved enough roads to drive to Denver and back. We've gotten our schools back in the top 10 in the country. We've got record low unemployment and a huge budget surplus and a 15% income tax cut for middle-class Wisconsinites. That is almost the definition of a successful governorship in the first term. And this is a governor who is hungry to do even more on all these fronts. It's the common sense stuff that connects with people's lived experience. Now, the catch is that a lot of folks know that those things have gone well, but they might not realize that, because a lot of Republicans don't want to tell them, that Governor Evers was this driving force across all these different dimensions of success. So over these next few months...
That's, of course, Ben, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Because it's Evers and Biden to be blamed for the rampant inflation and the high gas prices. What do you think the Dems' response to that is? Because obviously the economy affects everyone. And kitchen table issues... If you're not paying attention to the J6 hearings, if you're just trying to live your life and get your kid to soccer practice, you do notice higher gas prices. And when the Republicans say that's Biden's fault, that's Evers' fault, how did the Dems fight back on that message?
The most critical thing, first of all, you acknowledge the reality of the pain. I don't think there's a person listening right now who hasn't had to do a double take when they looked at the price at the pump. But the second thing is, I mean, this is a global problem. All around the world, gas prices are high. We have a war with Russia, a giant oil producer. And the question is, who is fighting for you? Who is fighting to bring those costs down? And the answer is right there in the congressional record. Every Democrat voted to stop oil company price gouging, and every Republican voted against it. It is as plain as day. Democrats are actually fighting to bring people's costs down. What are Republicans doing? Republicans are fighting to overturn the 2020 election retroactively. We know what their priorities are because they spend all day doing it. We had yesterday, look at the news, Michael Gabelman, he's deleting records. He's running this special counsel investigation.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, exactly. Ron Johnson spending 2 minutes helping coordinate the delivery of the fake elector, slates to Mike Pence. I mean, this is all these guys care about is locking in power for themselves, and Democrats are actually trying to do something about the problems people face. So our job is to make sure people know who's fighting for them. But once you see that, the choice is pretty easy about who you want to vote for.
Do you believe, like I do, that perhaps our U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has committed criminal acts and should get a good effing defense attorney? Ben, should the Dems be using this sort of blunt language? Should we be calling out Ron Johnson and saying, I mean, we had a former U.S. prosecutor on the show, James Santel, the other day. He laid out the federal code that in all probability Ron Johnson has broken.
So I think for Democratic candidates, you point to these dangling threads and you start to pull. Because there is a lot left to unravel with this guy. We don't know every place where it's all going, but we can see that he was right there involved in trying to overturn the will of the voters. And if I will say one thing, I'm a voter myself. We voters do not like having our will overturned. We're supposed to be a democracy in this country. This is the United States of America. We fought a revolution. People have died for our freedom. The whole idea is that we, the people, get to choose who's in charge, not some... Republican politician who thinks that they know better than what the public thinks. So it's pretty basic. And it also speaks to this question. Ron Johnson fundamentally is about serving himself. We remember in 2020, after the election, he was running these hearings with conspiracy theorists, and then he had a conversation with the former Republican County Party chair in Brown County, where he explained that he knew that Biden won, but it would be political suicide to admit it to the public and go up against Donald Trump. So this was about him trying to save his own political bacon by doing something that is essentially an attack on America. And he has continued with this kind of baloney, this garbage, all the way to the present day. This is a huge vulnerability for him. It's a political vulnerability. It's also fundamentally offensive to me as an American. And I think most people, the more they learn about this, the more offended they are. Democrats have to show we're fighting for them, and we have to point out that Republicans are just in it for themselves.
Ben, I didn't live... Dominic, any time for questions, but we got this beautiful Lacrosse Center tomorrow. Tell people what they can expect. We're going to do a broadcast brought to us locally by Chad's Design Build, but what can the people expect to hear tomorrow night? Tony Evers, who else?
Listen, Tony Evers, Senator Tammy Baldwin, the force, Ron Kind, taking a bow after the 24 years of great service here in the 3rd Congressional District. You'll hear from Josh Call. You'll hear tomorrow from candidates to replace Ron Kind. There's a great group of Dems running. You'll hear from our state party chair. I don't know about that guy, but you'll hear about other from other state party leaders, from our state legislators. It's going to be an all Wisconsin dynamite lineup tomorrow, and then Senate candidates on Sunday. Don't miss it here on the Devil's Advocate Radio Network.
Well, we're not doing the speeches Sunday. I hate to say it, but we will kill me tomorrow and the rest of this big show. Thank you, Ben Wickler. More Devils live.